Okay, so let's have a look at a couple of keywords for learning outcome 1.9 and ethical and sustainability issues. So the first keyword is renewable or non-renewable. So these non-renewable are resources that are in limited supply and can't be replaced. For example, oil, coal, they will eventually run out. Renewable, these are resources that are not in limited supply and won't run out. They can be regrown or recycled. Example, wind and trees. Sustainability, this is the process of balancing the social, which is people, economic, which is profit, and environment, which is the planet, systems for well-being of individuals now and in the future. Sustainability development, this means meeting the needs of the present without compromising future generation needs. Sustainability use, this means using resources that meet our current needs but do not prevent these resources for future generations, or preserving these resources for future generations. And sustainability consumption, this means buying goods and services that don't harm society, the economy, or the environment. Ethical consumer then, this is the person's ability to do the right thing and make good decisions. Ethical consumer chooses goods that meet their needs, but they also think about how these would affect their moral values. They buy goods that are produced in an ethical manner. Ethical goods, these are produced in a manner that is kind to the environment and to the people who produce them. And boycott, this is when a consumer makes a choice not to buy a particular product brand from a certain company. And then you got CRS, this stands for Corporate Social Responsibility and refers to organizations acting to benefit society and the environment. So a couple of key terms there, your non-renewable and renewable, sustainability, sustainability development, sustainability use, sustainability consumption, ethical consumer, ethical goods, boycott, and then your CRS or your corporate social responsibility.